Hey. Hey.
Hey. Yeah, no worries. You don't have to slow down. I'll just, you know, run to catch up. What? No, hi, how are you? Jesus, dude, who's been pissing in your Cheerios lately? Thank you. I appreciate the apology. Now, if you could start replying to my texts again, that would be great. Unless I actually did something to piss you off. I mean, I knew I didn't, but I just wanted to double check. Where are you headed? Class is done for the day? Cool, me too. I was gonna go back to the dorm for, you know, homework, studying. You wanna come? I've got the good snacks. Come on, you owe me for basically ignoring me for the first week of classes. How rude, by the way. Fine, fine, go switch your books out, but you'll come over after, right? Okay, I'm holding you to that. See you soon. Fuck. I could have sworn I did all the steps right, but I'm still way off from the answer key. Whatever, I'm done for the evening. So, why have you been ignoring me all week? What happened? Duh, I already know I wasn't the problem. But you only go all broody and silent when you're pissed at something. Like when I was dating that guy who... See? That expression. That's your I-need-to-punch-something face. And anyways, when's the last time we went like a week without talking? Has that even ever happened, the whole time we've known each other? Oh, you're right. That one summer when you broke your foot. Dude, you were so insufferable to be around. Yeah, that's when I realized how much you really needed that gym routine. I'm not sure who was happier, you or everyone around you when you were finally cleared to work out again. Is that what's happening? Did you pull a muscle or something? Or is the university gym not up to your standards? Okay, so you're working out. It seems like classes are going well so far. What's bringing you down? A girl? Or a guy? You know I don't judge. Okay, so no relationship. Are you going to tell me or just make me keep guessing? Oh, your roommate. I thought you guys were hitting it off. But, I mean, I guess it's hard to know for sure if you've only ever chatted online. Is he, like, way messier than you thought or something? Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you guys are meshing well. But if you're getting along, I don't get the issue. Okay, I think I'm following. He's just, like, around more than you're used to. Which sucks, because that's, like, not really either one of your guys' fault. Yeah, I guess I got lucky on that front. I've seen my roommate, like, twice since moving. Well, what can we do about this? Oh, what if I made a copy of the key to this place, and then you could come hang out here while I'm in class or at work, you know, when I'm out? Yeah, and then you could have a moment to yourself to decompress or whatever. Why are you laughing? That was a serious offer. Well, I imagine decompressing would be like scrolling on your phone or taking a nap by yourself or listening to music or something. I don't know. Whatever it is you usually do that makes you less of an asshole. Okay, I know I'm funny, but I'm not that funny. What am I missing? Yeah, I know you could do all those things with a roommate present. I just figured you didn't want to. God forbid I try and be nice to you. I don't know, dude. Enlighten me. Were you going to make me play 20 questions to guess something you'd want to do without a roommate? Oh. Yeah. Laugh away. Okay. Maybe that'll release some of that tension, huh? You a little pent up? Okay, you're right. It's pretty funny. So what? You went from jerking it daily to every other day, and it's making you act like an ass? Oh, please. I think we're at the point in our friendship where we can discuss these things maturely. Or maybe with just a couple giggles. But seriously, what's it been? 3 days? Four? Longer? Okay, the whole week then. So you haven't, you know, since move-in? Oh, poor baby. Has to share a room for the first time and doesn't know where to jerk his cock. Well, at least there's an easy fix to this. Yeah, there is. Well, it depends. Do you trust me? Good. In that case, take your pants off and sit on my bed. I'm serious. If all it's going to take to get my friend back is a couple orgasms a week, then I'm happy to help. And we've danced together at parties enough that I know I can at least get your dick hard. Plus, it's not like it's a forever thing, just until you can figure out some alone time in your dorm. So, you can go back to your room, probably even more pent up than when you got here. Or you can take your pants off and sit on the bed. What's it gonna be? That's what I thought. And look at that. Hard as a rock already. You really do need this, don't you? I love how it jumps when I just run a finger over it. Normally I would do way more teasing. But I don't know if you can take that right now. I think it's probably straight to the point today. Let me just... Oh yeah, does that feel good in my mouth? Yeah. Yeah, you're so lucky you have such a good friend, huh? Hey, no hands, no touching. This might be for you, but this is my show, okay? At least this time. I just wanna help you out. I can tell it feels good. My hair, you're fucking twitching already. Has it been hard for you? So fucking hard. To be able to release. Don't worry, I'm here to help. Yeah. You're not gonna ignore me anymore, right? Not if I have your cock in my mouth. Yeah, tell me how good it feels when I take you deep. When I rug my tongue around you. When I just kiss the head. Yeah, don't tell me you're close already. But I'm just trying to have fun. Maybe I should stop for a second then. I'm just kidding. I won't do that to you today. I want to see how deep I can take you. You like feeling the back of my throat, baby? Yeah, I want you to come in my mouth. Yeah, I do. Release that tension, baby. Yeah, I want to be such a good friend of you. Come in my mouth. Come down my throat. Baby, yeah, please. Fuck, baby. You're still fucking twitching. Sorry I swallowed already, but I can show you next time if that's what you prefer. Okay. Here, why don't we cuddle and take a nap for a bit? And then you can go back home to your roommate, and hopefully he won't question why you're so much more relaxed now.